This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you know, you got to get involved. If you get involved, at least I know what you're thinking. Well, you know what I'm thinking. We get distracted by the bigger stories, right? We get distracted by some of the things going on around us. And it's very, very, very hard to really focus on some of the other things going on. Now, I love the open mic, open topic / open mic segments, because I can run through a bunch of things, run through a bunch of stories. You can check out the difference on your own. You can go check them out online, find out how real they are, not real they are, whatever. I try to check them out. I try to check them in a couple of places. Not always easy to do. But a recent story talks about how sex offenders, including pedophiles, should be allowed to adopt. Should I say it again? Sex offenders, including pedophiles, should be allowed to adopt. So rules which bar sex offenders from working with children are unfair, and even convicted pedophiles should have the right to adopt. So says a leading academic. You know, whenever an academic gets involved in these kind of things, I get very afraid. And so some of these stories take place overseas in Europe. I don't care whether it's France or Greece or the United Kingdom. They work their way here. We know they do. We've seen it happen. We've done stories here that have only gone on here, that have gone on overseas, and they work their way this way. So Helen Reese is a reader in law at the London School of Economics. She called on Theresa May, the Home Secretary, to relax rules which automatically ban sex offenders from caring for children, saying that this could breach their human rights. I'm trying to figure out whether that's the child's human rights or the pedophile's human rights, which, in my opinion, my humble opinion, they lose their human rights when they force themselves on little children. They're no longer human. They're animals at that point. In an article in the respected Child and Family Law Quarterly, Ms. Reese suggests that reoffending rates were not high among sex criminals, adding, despite growing public concern over pedophilia, the number of child sex murders are very low. Lady, until they hit zero, they're not low enough for me. Now, a review is currently ongoing that a vetting and barring scheme introduced following the 2002 SOA murders amid concerns by ministers that it's just too heavy-handed. As well as banning certain offenders, the law currently requires adults coming into regular contact with children other than their own to be screened. Mrs. May ordered the review and concerns about the vetting. Why are we so concerned? If they've committed the crime, they've been convicted of the crime, they're doing, you know, it's one thing to say when somebody's convicted of stealing, they've done their time, they've paid their debt to society, Right? But when you have sex offenders, child sex offenders, I'm not talking about the ones that plead down. Right? The ones that when the girl is 16 or 17 and the boy is 20 or 21 or 19 or 20. Right? I mean, this could be a high school scenario. Those kids, you know, as I said, kids, those kids can end up being considered sex offenders, or the boy can. And vice versa, if the ages are different as a girl. That's different than a 40-year-old guy or a 50-year-old guy having sex with a 12-year-old. In her article, Ms. Reese suggests that the review should also introduce an assumption that sex offenders, including child abusers, pose no threat. Especially once they serve their sentence. She said there's no reason why all sex offenders should not be considered as potentially suitable to adopt or foster children. The vetting and the barring scheme and other legislative measures single out sex offenders for unfair special treatment, and they destroy the principle that a prisoner pays his or her debt by serving their sentence before re-entering society. There's a difference between... Look, I said it a minute ago. Just because you served your debt to society doesn't mean you're cured. Doesn't mean that you won't do it again. Ms. Reese criticized the rules for leading all sex offenders to be tarred with the same brush, saying that while careful screening was important, the issues of a blanket ban violated the rights of criminals. I want you to listen to what the woman said. Violates the rights of criminals. Who want to? Sure, they want to adopt their prey. Isn't that nice?
Maybe send their children.
Yeah, that's. I like that. Let's send Mrs. Reese's child over there, or children, or grandchildren, for that matter. Maybe her nieces and nephews. Let's see how that works out for her, huh? She highlighted the case of a grandfather with a conviction for having sex with a 15-year-old dating back to when he was 29, who was refused permission to adopt his own grandchildren. The ban. Look, what makes you think? You'd have to go a long way to convince me that they're safe now. All right? You know, 29, that's half his age. Well, I don't know. This stuff is just nuts. But the fact that we're talking about it like it's normality, like it's okay, like it could be fine, makes me want to throw up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side, open mic, open topic. We really will talk just about anything. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. And I know you are, too. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-573-2-5563. And it is always a pleasure to have you with me. I do enjoy, whether we're on the same page or not, I don't really care. I'll work with you. I'll get it worked out. Don't worry about it. But I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to watch live, listen live, any of that, just head up to the website, therealside.com. You'll be able to get involved in the conversation and be able to see what we've been talking about, what we've been tweeting out and discussing and that kind of thing. So, what was I talking about before the break? I know. Yeah, I get so worked up. No, really, I get so worked up. I get so, oh, I know what it. Yeah, we don't want that one because I don't want to have to throw up. All right, so somebody sent me this story. Now, I've seen it a couple of places. I can imagine the conversation taking place, but I've got nothing to prove it. So apparently, Loretta Lynch may have been threatened by the Clintons. Oh, my God. Who would have thought? Now, Attorney General Loretta Lynch may have been threatened by Bill Clinton, according to the Department of Justice. A source inside the Department of Justice said that when she came back from her meeting, she was obviously undone. And not mad undone. Okay? When she came back from that meeting, they said that she set in motion obvious and ridiculous chain of events that culminated in Hillary Clinton being let off the hook, despite James Comey's essentially starting that stating that she broke the law. So even though Comey said, had proof that Hillary broke the law, our AG got in the way. Now, this is according to an unknown unnamed source at the department, I'm sorry. And the chain of events was so ridiculous that the beleaguered Attorney General Loretta Lynch even attempted a joke saying that she wished she knew where the lock on the plane door was when Bill Clinton was striding along the tarmac towards her plane. Loretta was crapping bricks, according to the person in the department after that meeting. Suddenly we had a whole new strategy, and things moved pretty fast. The person said, I can't believe people can't see it for what it is. It's so obvious and so ridiculous. The Department of Justice insider said that it was just a blanking mess in the department for days, including the FBI did a U-turn on what was happening up to that point. In addition, Congressman John Mica also referred to the fishy nature of the chain of events while questioning the FBI director, John Comey, about the scandal in the White House, in the House of Representatives. He said, my folks think that there's something fishy about this. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but there are a lot of questions on how this came down. The moment the unwanted meeting became between the Attorney General and Bill Clinton was over, the wheel started whirling at a very high rate of speed, which I agree with. The mechanisms to get Hillary off the hook were set in a rapid and unprecedented motion. The FBI interviewed Hillary Clinton without placing her under oath and without recording the interview. Unheard of. Obama campaigned with Hillary on Air Force One to distract attention. Then the FBI cagily said Hillary was guilty in their eyes, but recommended against pressing charges. Can you imagine? Any one of us in that same situation? So even a week later, with all these things, again, the biggest problem that I have is they sat with the woman for 3.5 hours. Unless they were having lunch, this makes no sense. They didn't swear her under oath. They didn't record. They didn't take notes. Are we serious? And then they broke all this information, this tonnage of information. They broke that down in a relatively short period of time and came up with a recommendation on Tuesday morning when Monday was a holiday. Make sense to you? Because it doesn't to me. It doesn't matter what I do, it doesn't make sense to me. It's just amazing. Okay, what else we got going on here? Here's another one. WikiLeaks. You know, I wish they would just start pouring this stuff out there. Let the chips fall where they fall. Let these candidates have a mild coronary over this stuff. Because that's what I'd have. If they had this kind of information on me, this is what you bet your buns would be scary. So apparently, WikiLeaks released 23,000 what they call cables that were sent to Hillary Clinton marked classified. Don't you love it? Now, they go on to say, WikiLeaks goes on to say the FBI had testified. He wasn't sure that Clinton was familiar with the confidential marks, but she was intimately familiar. Now, I can't, there's not much I could do with this post, if you would. But they go down with some of the markings of, like I said, 23,000 of these that were sent to her in the first year alone. And they show you the markings on them that prove that they're certified. And she knows that they're classified. And she knows that they're classified. And they have confidential markings all over them. 2,300. Now we'll post up the, let me see if I can pull this up. We'll post up the link to WikiLeaks where all this is. How winky is Wiki, right? Almost like a wink, wink. Hey, these aren't marked confidential. Wink, wink. No, okay. So anyhow, we'll put them up there. But you know, you'd be surprised. No, I guess you wouldn't be. I'm not surprised at what she was given, and surprised at what she tried to tell you before it was all over. Can you think we'll ever hear the truth out of her? Do you think we can? I don't. I think it's impossible for her to tell the truth. Anyway, let's see. What else is there? I'm trying to go through some of the stories you guys have sent me. The Harvard. Harvard's got a new survey out. They've done their own little research on new evidence that shows bias in police use of force. It's there when it's not with shootings. We'll talk about that the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maraca.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, thought I was going to jump right on it. If you don't like what I'm saying, I don't know what to tell you. The recent Harvard study shows that there's no racial differences in police shootings. This isn't Joe's study. This isn't TRS's study. This isn't Fox's study. This is Harvard's study. All right? And they also, in the study, let me see if I can pull up this other one. I had two up at the same time here. All right? Their study also shows that though there might be some bias in police use of force, it's not in shootings by any stretch. All right? So, let me see. The police officers are more likely to use their hands for every 10,000 stops in New York City. This is just this done in the New York City area. They went through about 10,000 stops, and they looked at what took place and what color the person who was stopped was. So, out of every 10,000 stops, with blacks, 2,100 of them, they had to use their hands to subdue or deal with the black person. They had to use 1,800 with whites. Okay. 623 of them, out of the 10,000 stops, 623 of them had to be pushed into a wall to stop what they were doing. 529 whites. The use of handcuffs were used 310 times for blacks, 266 times for whites. They drew weapons on 155 blacks and 129 whites. 136 blacks were pushed to the ground, 114 whites were pushed to the ground. A weapon was pointed at a black person 54 times, at a white person 43 times. The use of pepper spray was 5-4. Now, it confirms that black men and women are treated a little differently in the hands of law enforcement. They're more likely to be touched, handcuffed, pushed to the ground, or pepper sprayed by a police officer, even after accounting for how, where, and when they encountered the police. But when it comes to the most lethal form of force, police shootings, the study finds absolutely no racial bias. Now, that's coming out of Harvard. So give that some thought. It's the most surprising result of my career, said Roland G. Fryer, the author of the study and the professor of economics at Harvard. The study examined more than 1,000 shootings in 10 major police departments in Texas, Florida, and California. The results contradict. This is what I keep telling you people. The numbers don't bear out what Black Lives Matter is saying. They're not there. So they're not telling the truth. Or they don't care. I don't know. Many Americans hold that that blacks are killed more often than whites by police. Numbers just aren't there. You know, the big ones that you hear of, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Walter Scott, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile. Okay, these were five people that tragically lost their lives. It does not necessarily mean, or it doesn't mean in this case, when you have the real numbers and the real proof, it proves that blacks are not more likely to be shot than whites. Now, the counterintuitive results provoked debate after the study was posted on Monday, mostly about the volume of police encounters and the scope of data by Mr. Fryer. Now, he said, you know, some say it's not a definitive work, which is really kind of funny because there are so many other things that the left tries to shove down the throat of the right people on the right with very little data, almost none, actually. And we're supposed to believe it. Now, the work focused on what happens when police stop. Once the police have stopped someone, that's when the data starts to get collected. Mr. Fryer is the youngest African-American. See, I let that go for a while because I wanted you to start formulating in your head. It must have been a white guy to put this together. He's the youngest African-American to receive tenure at Harvard and the first to win a John Bates Clark Medal. A prize given to the most promising American economist, not African-American economist, but economist, under 40. And he said after the deaths of Michael Brown and Freddie Gray and others drove him to study the issue, you know, protesting is not my thing, he said, but the data is my thing. So I decided that was going to be my protest. That was going to be my way of putting together information that we could actually step out on. But when it shows up like this, when it shows that what people say is not true, I've got nowhere to go. Now, I used some student researchers as well. They spent about 3,000 hours putting this all together. And they took data out of, it looks like Houston, Austin, Dallas, L.A., Orlando, Los Angeles, that is, Jacksonville, and four other counties in Florida. So when you look at this... When you look, how can you keep saying that they target blacks? Seriously. People who have been shot at, people who have been arrested for these kind of things, the numbers bear them out equally. So you can't, there's no way you can say that they target blacks. It wouldn't be an honest comment. In another study done over at Harvard, they say that blacks were actually less likely to be shot at by police officers, though they did face a higher amount of non-lethal force. Well, they even threw in such as tasing. Now, this study, which was done by a different group of people, I'm sorry, this study was done by the same group of people, but they added some of the students to it, some of the students to help out to it. Now, if you look at this one, it for all intents and purposes, has the same numbers to it. But ultimately, again, it comes back to the fact that the data shows that there's no difference, that they are equally. Now, yes, blacks may be pulled over more often. I could go down the reasons as to why that happens. And the thing I love about this is kind of funny. Well, maybe not for you. But what happens here is they come down and they say, look, after focusing on Houston specifically, FARA found that officers were nearly 24% less likely to shoot if the suspects were black. Swallow that for a minute. Right? So the Houston officers specifically, when they checked them out and checked out the reports, they found that 24% of them would not shoot as readily if the suspect was black. Does that mean they got away with more? I don't know. You tell me. I have no clue. That doesn't sound right, though. That doesn't sound like it should be right. Look, it doesn't matter what skin color somebody is. You're doing something wrong. You're doing something that might hurt the general populace around you. Something needs to be done about it. Something needs to be done about your actions. Seriously. I don't get why we've got to the point now where it's color first. Is that how this works? We're concerned about your color first, and then we'll deal with everything else you're doing wrong. So as long as you're not a color that's in question, we'll go ahead and we'll go after you with a vengeance. Is that how this works? I mean, we really have gone off the deep end. I'm watching some of these tweets that came by on President Obama's speech. Right? The MSNBC. Obama did his best to speak to our angels in the Dallas speech. Right? You've got, what's his name? You've got one of these nut jobs, Stephanopoulos. He praised Obama as a preacher in chief. Following the Dallas service. Preacher in chief. He talked about gun control at the Dallas service. He mentioned himself in that speech 45 times or 47 times, one of the two. CNN's Brinkley. He said his speech echoed of Lincoln. They love that this guy could do no wrong in their eyes. And I wonder why we don't trust him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Open mic, any topic. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? We've got, it's like kind of like an open mic night. So send me whatever you got. You can email me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And let me know. What do you want me to hit on? What do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to deal with? Somebody just sent me this one. Make some of your eyeballs pop. That, and I said it earlier. I mean, I got no crystal ball. I'm just trying to figure it out from a common sense standpoint where people are coming from. Look, I give a lot of kudos and I appreciate my fellow conservatives that are fighting the good fight, that really honestly believe that if Hillary gets in there, we could fight her. We haven't even been able to fight the guy that's in there now. We have the Senate and the House, and we can't fight the guy that's in there now. We've got control of the purse strings, and guess what? We can't fight the guy that's in there now. Come on, think about it. And we know what she will do. We know what she'll try to do. We'll know what she will do. She's looking at Barack, and she's thinking, man, I wouldn't have thought of doing half the stuff he's done. And she's much more evil than he is. So she'd be more than, she would really be pumping away at these executive orders. I think she'd have, probably have a stamp made too. Going really fast. So Donnie, he doesn't speak often about his Christian faith. Now, I don't know who that was. It was a well-known preacher, though, came out and said that he had accepted Christ in one of his meetings or what have you. Now, you know, that's what I'd say to some of you who just love to beat on everybody for every reason. I would never question somebody whether they've accepted Christ or not. That's between them and God, not me, them and God. And their lifestyle will show it eventually, one way or the other. Right? But, and he doesn't talk about church. He doesn't talk about that stuff that often. But a new poll that just came out a couple of days ago by Pew Research shows that 78% of white evangelical voters would vote for Trump if the election were held today, which is much higher than Mitt Romney got. I shouldn't say much, but it's higher than Romney got, being an active member of the Mormon Church. But a lot of the evangelicals did not come out and vote for Romney, though. Now, the survey queried about 2,300 people, voters. It was conducted between June 15th and 26th, found that a third of the white evangelical respondents said they strongly support Trump's campaign. By contrast, about one quarter of evangelicals said they strongly supported Romney at this point. Now, evangelicals are the key voting bloc for Republicans. White evangelical Protestants make up one-fifth of all registered voters in the U.S. Trump is doing extremely well with the declined states here in California, right, with the independents. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody even wants to believe it. Right? Oh, I'm sorry. It was James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family, that said that following a recent visit with the billionaire businessman, he had accepted a relationship with Jesus Christ. So I would hope, all I can say is I hope, that Dobson would be telling us the truth. I don't think he'd lie to us. And I'm sure, knowing Dobson, he explained it out. He explained out how this works. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're with me here tonight. I just thought that was kind of interesting. So the let me see what else. Come on, a lot of good little stories here. Although I can never remember which one I want to go to next. Hey, Starbucks did it to themselves, didn't they? they agreed to raise employee wages, and they didn't wait, or they weren't waiting. They raised quite a few of them now. But because of that minimum wage increase, guess what they have to do now? They've got labor cuts to make. Now, I'm not happy about people losing their jobs, but I'm happy that what we said would happen is happening. Because it's always nice to be able to say, we call this, we call that, we call... And it's not even an I told you so. Now, raising the minimum wage has been popular. All these, quote-unquote, limousine liberals... You know, they want to be recognized as champions of the poor. They don't do jack for them anyway. Now, wage hikes, however, have little effect on poverty or standard of living. You people don't realize that it actually starts a wage war, if you would. Because if you're getting more money, then the guy at Target's getting more money. And the guy driving the truck that delivers your milk to the supermarket, he's getting more money. And it just keeps driving the prices up all the way around. So you really don't get an increase in pay after a while. It kind of keeps, everything keeps rising and keeps growing at the same rate. Now, these guys fancy themselves as, you know, defenders of the downtrodden. The demanding wage increases for all these people. They're not really thinking it through. And a year ago, Starbucks, they dived headfirst into this. And their employees have either been laid off or seen a significant reduction in their work hours. Almost 10,000 Starbucks employees signed a petition complaining about this. I don't know if that was such a good idea, though. No, seriously. You never know when somebody's going to go through that list of names and go, let's, 10,000 would be good. Anyway, the these and apparently these are the most extreme cuts in Starbucks history. Let me see. One writer says, 1 year ago when the political push to raise the minimum wage hit a crescendo, the CEO at Starbucks had some words of caution. Howard Schultz told CNN that minimum wage should go up across the country. However, he warned that if it would be very difficult for small businesses in the country at $15 an hour, $15 level to pay those kind of wages. What about his own company? For Starbucks, come January 1st, we are taking wages up across the country. We'll pay above the minimum wage in every state we operate in. He said, I've always looked at total compensation. He said, I've always believed that our success as a company is best shared. 1 year later, guess what happened? As a result of Schultz's all-too-eager push to share the company's success by hiking minimum wage, he realized that the company's employees, or the realization by the company employees, not by the CEO or management, because they already knew this, or shareholders, they're not taking a beating, that the total compensation is a function of two things, hourly wages and number of hours worked. So it looks like it's been signed by over 9,000 people. And raising its wages really became... See, the reality of raising its wages became clear. That's what happened. Think about it. If you raise those prices, you know, the shareholders are demanding a profit of X amount of dollars. They need to make sure that there's a profit at every store at X amount of percent. If they're not getting that, they've got to shut those stores down, or they've got to cut back on overhead. You know, and raising a wage is a direct cost. You realize that. There's no way to fix that. Once you raise it, you can't take it down. Anyway, you're going to see fewer employees, less hours, and frankly, they shot themselves in the foot. They didn't do themselves any favors. Now, let me see if I can find a story that goes along with that, which was kind of interesting, because you're seeing the results of this $15 an hour all over the place. Yeah, I guess I can't. You know, I should line all those up right next to each other. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let's see if we can find a... Oh, here we go. This is always good. Apostafarian. Remember them? I love those people. What else are we... Look, if I didn't have them, who I have to talk about, right? So we have Apostafarian. She lives in Chicago. And she took her picture again with... they have the... what do they put on the spaghetti strainers on their head. And that's how they want to take a picture. It's a flying spaghetti monster. That's what. So when Rachel Hoover renewed her driver's license, she persuaded the supervisors to let her wear a colander, symbol of her religious beliefs. I can't even tell you what I think of that supervisor. Here we go. But the courts have already ruled that this is not a real religion. Now, she has to retake the photo. She's got, looks like she's got like 20 days to retake the photo. Otherwise, the license gets suspended. She just, again, why do we let these people get away with this? Can we stop all this craziness? Now, one woman who went in to take her picture had, I didn't do the story last week, but she had some kind of head covering on, and the DMV person, Department of Motor Vehicles lady, tried to make her take it off, and she said, look, if I have to take it off, that Muslim woman over there with her hijab on has to take that off as well. I'm not taking my headscarf off. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. We are here every night. Tell your friends, loved ones, and unloved ones about us. Head up to the website, therealside.com, stations, times, places you can get the show, classic podcasts. Thanks for being with me today. We will be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.